Good morning, everyone. Isn't this just a wonderful, amazing way to start 2019? I want to say that I felt the stirring of the Lord this morning as we sang, and I cannot thank Pastor Philip and our music leaders and all of our pastors and staff for bringing this here again this year. You know, it's been a year since we did our first Awakening series at the beginning of 2018. And I don't know, maybe our pastors and staff knew what they were getting into at that time, but it's a lot of work, a lot of early mornings and late nights and long days. But I know that it is a labor of love and of faith. And we, as your congregation, can't thank you enough for what you do to bring this to us. And I just want to say thank you. When Philip asked me to present my testimony this morning, he asked me two questions. Number one, what do I feel God stirring in my heart and my life this year? And what do I see God stirring in our congregation? And the first thing I thought about was Pastor Brian's sermon that he gave the very last Sunday in December of 2018. And in that sermon, if you haven't listened, I challenge you to go back and listen to that, because he challenged us to look at 2018 from a spiritual perspective and think about what went well, maybe what didn't go so well, and what do we want to strengthen in 2019? And I felt convicted to improve my prayer journal. Now, I've not been a big prayer journaler, I don't know. I have not journaled my prayers very often during my life. As a matter of fact, the first time I did that was during our Circle Maker 40 days that we did a couple of years ago. And I found during that time that my prayers were more focused and they were stronger and more intentional. But, you know, I let it lapse. And I let it lapse because not only did I see my prayers growing stronger, but I also saw the imperfection of my actions. It's very hard to come up in front of you, my church family, and admit this, but I saw times when my faith was weak, and I saw times when maybe I didn't spend as much time in Scripture as I should have, and I even saw days when I didn't journal my prayers. And that was very difficult to see my imperfection. And so I quit. So the Spirit really has stirred in me for 2019 and encouraged me to take a step forward and to act in faith on the plan that He has called me to make. And this reminded me of a scripture that I learned a long time ago. And I bet that many of you learned in Sunday school when you were young, or maybe vacation Bible school. And this is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. It is, "We can make our plans, but the Lord guides our steps." Now, I don't know when I first memorized that verse, but I remember puzzling over that for a long time and thinking about, well, why should I plan if the Lord has my steps? Right? You know, He's got it. And I don't have all the answers, but I know now that in my life, this verse speaks to me of faith and courage. Having the faith to plan according to the stirrings of the Spirit that I feel, and to step out and act according to those plans. And I have to tell you right now that when I listened to Philip's sermon yesterday, I already had these remarks prepared, so I didn't really copy your sermon, Philip. I really didn't. But this is kind of almost exactly what he said. And yesterday during the sermon, I just felt goosebumps because I thought, this is a God thing if I am so closely aligning with what Philip's sermon was yesterday. So as I prepared the testimony and thought about this verse, I looked up online what other people had to say about the verse. And one particular blogger caught my eye, and he asked his readers, have any of you started a Spirit-led journey and not known all the details when you began? Well, if you heard that like I did, you might kind of laugh at that, because I stopped and I thought, and I said to myself, really? Has there ever been anyone that started a Spirit-led journey and knew all the details before they started? Certainly not me. And I don't think any of us. Maybe Jesus knew everything that was happening, but I can't imagine that anyone else ever did. Now, God doesn't call us to know all the details. He's the detail man. He just calls us to act. And that's true in my prayer journal and in my life and in the life of this church. I know that there are many, many people in our congregation that feel the stirring of the Holy Spirit and have planned and dreamed bold dreams for God. Plans like creating a discipleship roadmap for our whole church so that we all know, so that we all know where we are in our discipleship journey and where all of our programs and ministries fit into discipleship and church mission. Plans like a Sunday where our whole congregation doesn't come to worship in the sanctuary, and we don't worship in the FLC. We go into the community around us and serve. Can you imagine the power of 1,000 people going into the community and serving? That is just an amazing thought to me. Plans for a respite care for those who suffer from dementia and their caregivers. Another amazing, bold plan. Even a plan for a new front entry into our campus. These are amazing, wonderful plans that God has placed in the hearts of our congregation. And please hear me, I don't mean to imply that just because we have new plans and they're wonderful, that they are somehow bigger and bolder and better than plans that have already come to fruition and people are walking down that journey with God. Just the opposite. I think that the established ministries are there to serve as guideposts for those new ministries that are coming up. They are there to take their hand and say, just because you don't know every step of the way yet, that's okay. Because the scriptures don't call us to know all the details. They simply call us to act in courage with the plans that God has placed in our hearts as we listen to the stirrings of His Holy Spirit and read His scripture. James chapter 4, verse 8, tells us that we are to draw close to God and that He in turn will come close to us. And that's what we're doing in these 21 days. We are using fasting and prayer to draw closer to God so that we may listen and hear His stirring and then act upon that stirring. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, You know my heart. You know all of our hearts. Make me strong, loving, and grateful in this new year. May we have the faith to plan in accordance with Your word and the courage to act on those plans. And may our plans, dear Lord, be in line with Your steps for us. Amen.